Men...
Så bara ser...
Simba!
Kära... Jajamän då!
Radio fri!
Radio fri!
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 Fri! Fri! Fri!
There's a conspiracy theory that a shadowy elite of bankers and media moguls are ruling the world from inside a secret room.
They say that the people that control this world could sit around one large table and have lunch.
The theory goes that these elitists plan to create an all-powerful new world order, a world government that will destroy anyone who disobeys them. The theory spread through the internet and underground videos and anti-New World Order talk shows.
Getting scanned. It's not just children getting brainwashed on cartoons. It's everywhere. This is the prison grid, turning the whole world into a cashless control system. I have read the federal documents, the total plan to force us into these compact cities. You absolutely must resist the thumb scans, the face scans, the retina scans, cameras that can recognize you and scan your face against a billion faces in a single second. Everything, no food, no water, no houses, no jobs, no nothing without it. They're actually announcing it. They're going to put it in place, and you are the terrorist. You've already heard them say it. Gun owners, Christians, conservatives, libertarians, liberals, anybody that doesn't go along with global New World Order tyranny will be watched, will be controlled, will be tracked.
Thank you.
New World Order. Billions of people on planet Earth are living in ignorance. Before your very eyes, politicians are advancing a global plan. Since the time of Napoleon, secret societies have been influencing politicians to take over and conquer Europe. Now, in the 21st century, their work of ages is coming to fruition. The New World Order is about the centralization of power. It's about silencing any public criticism of the system. It's about commercializing and selling everything as a product. It's about letting China torture students and still allowing them to host the Olympics. It's about closing down government-owned schools and hospitals, turning them into apartments, and then letting private companies make profits from teaching your children or selling you drugs. The secret societies and political organizations running the New World Order use various symbols and numbers. Once you learn their secret language, you too will have the all-seeing eye.
I have this feeling, man, because you know there's a handful of people actually run everything. That's true. It's provable. It's not a fuck. I'm not a conspiracy nut. It's provable. Handful, very small elite run and own these corporations, which include the mainstream media. I have this feeling who's ever elected president, like Clinton was, no matter what the promises you promise on the campaign trail, blah, 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 when you win, you go into this smoky room with the 12 industrialist, capitalist scum fucks who got you in there, and you're in this smoky room, and this little film screen comes down, and a big guy in a cigar, roll the film. And it's a shot of a Kennedy assassination from an angle you've never seen before. That looks suspiciously off the grassy knoll. And then the film, the screen goes up and the lights come up and they go to the new president. Any questions? Just what my agenda is. First we bomb Baghdad. You got it.
just all staged. It's so fake. I mean, to call the media propaganda, to call it, that doesn't even go far enough. All the basic root numbers that we enter into the financial equations, the political equations, the terms we use, it's all false. I mean, Bush is running around, I'm the conservative. Meanwhile, he's totally gutting the country along with the Democrats. It's like the Matrix. Michael Rivero, thank you for joining us. Out of the gates here, I want to get into Iran, the new developments, the stage terror bust, that now the evidence is coming out. It was indeed staged in Canada, in England. We've got all the evidence there. But before we do that, the economics, do you have any comments? Do you agree? Do you disagree on what I was just saying?
I absolutely do agree, and going back to the Enron story, they even went so far as to literally set up a fake office for their energy trading operation so that they could bring the politicians through and show them, this is where we're doing these energy trades, and this is why we're having to charge so much money and so forth and so on. And it was all a stage set that they built to fool the politicians with. And yes, it does seem like those few companies in the U.S. that are still showing huge profits are generally being caught doing something a little bit shady with their bookkeeping or some other scam going on under the protection of some political ally or lobbying group that tends to protect them.
Now notice though, Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com, notice that Ken Lay and others didn't go to jail for fake energy trading in the billions. They go to jail for lying on some documents. See, the establishment doesn't want them to get in trouble for what the other people are doing.
Absolutely. It is a case of a wrist slap for a very, very great crime. And overall, though, you are correct about the tremendous debt load that has been run up by the government and by corporate borrowing and certainly the loss of our manufacturing. It has reached a point where it is an unpayable black hole, and at some point, as you were saying in the previous segment, the government will simply say, well, we need to confiscate all of your wealth to help pay the bills, and that is not without precedent, because back during FDR's presidency, dealing with World War II, private ownership of gold coins and bullion was outlawed, and all the gold had to be turned in. And in exchange, people were given fiat paper money, which, of course, as we've seen since then, has rapidly devalued to where if you had the same amount of paper dollars today, you could not even hope to buy the same amount of gold or bullion that was originally turned in.
Now, Michael, let me just add, when we look at the police state, it's not just about grabbing foreign, quote, rogue nations that are sovereign. It's not just about that. They need their high-tech police state in place. Because even in the IMF's own documents, remember that got released in 02, BBC reported on it, they talk about how they blow the bubble, then they bring in a police state and actually use the people rioting as a greater system to have it implode even more. So when you see a police state, when you see cops in black uniforms and wearing black riot gear helmets and you see checkpoints, that is all a prelude to the open martial law that will come with the mega depression.
And obviously, of course, the same thing applies to the spy scandal, the NSA tracking phone calls, the reading of email, all without warrants. It's all part of psychologically repressing Americans to discourage them from talking to each other or saying anything out of fear that they may be hurt, which all comes right out of the way Nazi Germany was operating when Hitler was rising to power. Hitler had his supporters, and then everybody else was just kept in a constant state of fear. They were afraid to say anything because they didn't know if the person next to them was an informant for the government or if the posts were being opening or any of that, or the telephones were being listened to. So, that we're seeing these same tactics being used here in the United States to scare the American people into staying silent about what they know is clearly going wrong with the country.
And by the way, it's not, it's Ron Paul agreeing with Michael Rivero. It's Sandra Day O'Connor. It's even Bob Woodward. I mean, everybody. I've got the headlines here. Every day, some new bigwig is saying, we are going into a dictatorship. This is the real deal.
Well, I think a good sign of that is how the Bush administration is now quelling all the lawsuits over the illegal spying, simply by saying state secrets, national security. And when you have one branch of the government that is absolutely immune to investigation or control by the other branches, that completely destroys the founding principle of this nation, where there was a balance of powers, checks and balances among the three branches of government. We now have an executive branch that is operating outside of any controls whatsoever. And if that isn't a dictatorship, I don't know what is.
In 1986, someone bought an IBM copier at a second-hand sale. And when they got it home, they found inside a very thick document, which obviously shouldn't have been there, called Quiet Weapons, or rather Silent Weapons for a Quiet War. And this described a policy of mass public mind control that has been orchestrated on the people of the world, particularly the Western world, since the 1950s. See if, I'll just read you a little bit of it, see if you recognize the world this document is describing. Experience has proven that the simplest method of securing a silent weapon and gaining control of the public is to keep the public undisciplined and ignorant of basic systems principles on the one hand, while keeping them confused, disorganized, and distracted with matters of no real importance on the other hand. This is achieved by 1. Disengaging their minds, sabotaging their mental activities, providing a low-quality program of education in mathematics, logic, systems design, and economics, and discouraging technical creativity. 2. Engaging their emotions, increasing their self-indulgence and their indulgence in emotional and physical activities by A. Unrelenting emotional affrontations and attacks, brackets mental and emotional rape, by way of a constant barrage of sex, violence and wars in the media, especially the TV and the newspapers. B. Giving them what they desire, in excess, junk food for thought, and depriving them of what they really need. 3. rewriting history and law, and subjecting public opinion to the deviant creation, which I take to mean, don't tell them who they really are. Thus being able to shift their thinking from personal needs to highly fabricated outside priorities. These preclude their interest in and discovery of the silent weapons of social automation technology. The general rule, it says, is that there is profit in confusion. The more confusion, the more profit. Therefore, the best approach is to create problems and then offer solutions. Diversion summary. Media. Keep the adult public attention diverted away from real social issues and captivated by matters of no real importance. Does that describe our media today or what? Schools. Keep the young public ignorant of real mathematics, real economics, real law, and real history. Entertainment. Keep the public entertainment below a sixth grade level. Work. Keep the public busy, 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 with no time to think back on the farm with the other animals.
Ja, digg deilig, radioen fri. Runker til deg, ja.
Aspects to it, but the key agenda, and I would emphasize, you know, we talk about conspiracies. What I'm talking about is not actually a conspiracy, not at its heart. It is an agenda. It is an agenda for the centralized control of planet Earth and all its people. Where the conspiracies come in is in manipulating that agenda into reality.
There's something you should know.
Excuse me, there's been a misunderstanding.
Come on in, Mr. President.
Mr. President, my name is...
Shut up! You think we don't know your name? We know everything. We control everything. We've all worked very hard to keep our involvement in 9/11 a secret. But you just had to keep digging.
Really?
You won't get away with it. People know.
People? You mean sheeple?
We have the majority of them kept in blissful ignorance.
Just one more leak to fix.
Wait, what are you doing?
You've been a thorn in our side for too long, I'm afraid.
No, you can't do this. Please, I'll stop. I'll take down the website.
Too late.
Jesus Christ!
They killed the radio host. No!
He died like a pig.
Some pigs never learn.
No way. He was right. You did cause 9/11.
Yes. Quite simple to pull off, really. All I had to do was have explosives planted in the base of the towers. Then on 9/11, we pretended like four planes were being hijacked when really we just rerouted them to Pennsylvania, then flew two military jets into the World Trade Center filled with more explosives and shot down all the witnesses in Flight 93 with an F-15 after blowing up the Pentagon with a cruise missile. It was only the world's most intricate and flawlessly executed plan ever.
Why?
Oldest reason in the world. Money. The towers fell and the American sheeple all waved their flags. Finally, we can invade Iraq and get the oil which made us all even richer than before.
Beautiful money!
Really? Is the whole government in on this?
We are all knowing and all powerful. Goodbye, boys.
Dang it, I missed again. For Christ's sake, Cheney.
Kyle, run!
Kill them!
Often these conflicts here are just for the movie. They're not in conflict at all. They are answering to the same agenda. And so you have the people played off against each other in war, and they're orchestrating it. You know, I have a simple way of stopping all war. All you have to do is make it a law that anyone that declares war has to fight on the front line from day one. Finish. Over. I mean, if George W. Bush was on the front line in Iraq when the first bullet was fired, he'd be under a bed in Houston when the second bugger went off, wouldn't he? Playing their game. And it's interesting, the Disney organization, a lot of this stuff is put out in really kind of different ways through the media and various things. And I watched this Disney film, Monsters, Inc., with my son, and I went along. Oh,
kind of children's thing, and I sat there and watched it, and I started getting closer and closer to the edge of my seat. If you haven't seen Monsters, Inc., again with the Illuminati Disney Corporation, the story is this. There are these monsters in this monster world, but they don't have an energy source. So what they have to do is get the energy source from the human world. So in the power station in the monster world, all these doors are brought down and put in front of them. Symbolic, I would suggest, of these interdimensional gateways, which you can move between dimensions if you know what you're doing. And these monsters then all line up and they walk through these doors. And as they walk through the door, they walk into a child's bedroom. And their job is to make the child terrified, and as the child screams, they catch the scream, the fear energy, in this tube, and they go back to the monster world and plug it into the power station, and it powers the monster world. Well, from what I understand, that's pretty much what goes on in this sense. Incidentally, who's the hero? The all-seeing eye, I love it. And in The Matrix, the first Matrix movie, and this is a theme that I've been picking up. Why do they do this? Why do they manipulate humanity? What's it about? And in the movie, the first movie, The Matrix, of course, one of the themes was, major themes, was that the controlling force manipulating The Matrix was using the energy of human beings as its power source. Again, this recurring theme, which has come up in my research again and again. The Morpheus character says, they have turned the human being into one of these. Now, what I understand is the power source in this interspace plane, this heaven between heavens, that empowers them is human fear. That's what it is. And so they manipulate through these bloodlines war, horror, famine, all the things that generate enormous amounts of fear. That's what the whole game is, turning the human race into a power station, generating fear energy which can be absorbed and used to empower them. Otherwise, they can't operate where they are. So these guys manipulate the wars and the horrors and the suffering and the, therefore the fear and the stress and the, all the rest of it. And they turn the people basically into batteries or generators, generating the fear that empowers the manipulators just beyond the five sense level of human existence. And to hold us in this reality, this conditioned reality, to keep us from understanding the game, they have created what has become known as the Matrix. It is an illusory world that we are manipulated to believe is real, but is actually not. It's simply an illusion of our minds.
Yeah, some. For faste lyttere kanskje forstår, så har vi litt hjelp her I Radio Fri Studio I dag. Vi har hjelp fra to karer, jeg lar dem prate for deg selv.
Tryllekunstner Philadelphia av meg. Og vi har med oss en verdensberømt DJ, en diskegukke om du vil. Fredrik, aka Batman. Radio Fri, et program for deg som... Ja, et program for deg som... Unnskyld deg, alt noe I halsen nemlig. Et program for deg som kanskje eventuelt vil havne på galehus. Vi har spilt... Koma Amos fra Danmark, en legendarisk jazzfunk-gruppe. Drømmernes verd, svensk jazzfunk på sitt høyeste. Headhunters, som dere kanskje kjenner fra sitt arbeide I 70-tallet. Og Solar Plexus fra Sweden. Eye of Odin der, kjempetøff. Jeg sovna visst. Vi spilte også Peter Moore med en kjempefunky knallåt. Og vi spilte Gino Vanelli, Vagino om du vil. Sist der spilte vi en Emil-bit og mer 7633 Nightlighters. Så hvis du ikke vet hva det er, da er du dust. Gå hjem og gjør leksa din. Og nå skal dere få høre Gonzales.
But knowledge is empowerment. And the last thing manipulators want for the human race is for them to be empowered. Empowered people do not succumb anything like as easy to control. The kind of long-term name going right back of this conspiracy is the Great Work of Ages. It uses religion for its own ends, it uses science for its own ends, it uses any vehicle for its own ends. It does not have a party line, it does not have a basic religion, it just uses whatever vehicle is necessary to manipulate and control. It had another name that was very secret for a long time, but is now very public. The name is the New World Order. The very word spoken by George Bush after the blatantly engineered Gulf War of 1991, and now used constantly by politicians across the world to describe the future of global politics and economics. Today, the manipulation to bring about this new world order pervades every area of our lives. The people behind it may be strange, but they are far, far from stupid. If you built a car from scratch, every nut and every washer, you would know everything there is to know about that car. They built the system. They know everything there is to know about the system and how to manipulate. Indeed, it was created and structured to make manipulation easy. What the New World Order means is the creation of one world government to which all nation states would be subordinate. One world central bank. One world currency that wouldn't be physical money, it would be credit. One world army. And as I'll come to later, a microchipped population. Of course, the more you centralize power, obviously the fewer hands can control the whole. And if you look at the history of particularly this century, you see that in all areas of our lives, whether it be local businesses or whatever, the power has gone away from the individual and the community, even the town and city, to the center. It's now moving on into the continent with the European community, which is, again, as I'll come to later, the final step before they go global. And you'd have seen also that when you challenge this centralization, this rationalization, as it's called, then you get the old reply that, oh, well, you've got to live in the real world, mate. This is progress. And they say, oh, well, you know, events in the world make it impossible for us to do anything else. You know, we've got to do this. We've got no choice. And that's a very good example of the way this new world order is being introduced by stealth. Because this global tyranny is not about tanks in the streets. It's what I've described as a coup d'etat on the human mind. The way it works and has worked for a long time, if we only started to realize it, is by engineering events and sending out messages through the media that get public opinion in any area that it's dealing with, whatever subject area it is, to get to that classic point where public opinion says about something, something must be done. And when we reach that point of something must be done, the people who have created the problem to get people to come to that state of mind then step forward with the solution to the problem, which just happens to be what they were going to do all along, and it also takes us further along the road to centralized global control. In the words of its own secret document, create problems, then offer solutions. And it's happening all the time. To bring about the situation where a problem is highlighted, something must be done, here's the solution, off we go to the next stage on the road.
Habrá un lugar para cada despertar, un jardín de pan y de poesía, porque puestos a soñar, fácil es imaginar esta humanidad en armonía.
God, Swiggy, have you ever heard such ethnical shit music?
What is your problem?
Well, I got certain problems, see. I got a lot of nice things going in my life, see. But I got certain problems, no. I'm prime state of Illuminati, see. My name is John Fitzcotto.
Can you please explain to me how your problems occurred?
Well, I got these bars, man. It's Radio Free Dot Sucker, something like that. I don't like the faces, man. I'm gonna shut them down. That's right. No, I don't like them.
But what did those boys ever do to you?
Trying to expose the secrets of the Illuminati, see? That's evil, man. I like to remain in my evil position, man. That's right, and I like that. I'm enjoying my chicken sandwich today. I don't need those problems hanging over my sucker.
Cause you don't have to get anyone close to discovering the new world order.
That's exactly right, and that's exactly what I'm thinking too. I'm gonna take my revolver and whoop it in the face, and then I'm gonna cock that hammer, and then I'm gonna blow that whistle off like boom. Then I'm gonna laugh at them silly jokers. Blood all over the place now. Yeah, that's right. Don't you ever try to get stupid with us, boys. Now we powerful, see? Yeah, that's right. Before I do that, now I want to listen to some good old jive funky music now. Whoa!
This is a good song.
That's damn correct, sonny.
Don't you look at me. If you're looking for a guy that's gonna sniff your smalls, sugar, don't you look at me. Oh, and I need a whip and a telling eel. I get so goddamn horny when I hear you squeal. I don't wanna talk to you, I just wanna torture you. If you're looking for a guy that's gonna suck your eggs, honey, don't you look my way. I'm the kind of guy that will listen to what I say. Oh, I need a feathers and a can of beans. I really get my rut up when I hear you scream. I don't wanna talk to you, I just wanna torture you. If you're looking for a guy that's gonna tweak your nips, honey, don't you look at me. If you're looking for a real sassy little guy that's gonna lick you all the way upside your hips, don't you ever look at me. Don't you do that. Hand me the switch and a sausage roll. I got to make you suffer like a lump of coal. Well, I don't wanna talk to you, I just wanna torture you, yes I do.
Come on, baby. Get down now. Get down there on the floor. I'm gonna break your leg. Like that. Cause you a bit of pain here. Haha, you probably did. Well, how the hell can you scream when I've been cocks in your mouth? Now, I'm gonna go and break your other leg. I can see.
galaxy not so far away. When a dark force nothing set a man for disarray. They who had the will and wanted it their way. Cut into the system, carpe diem, seize the day. Hack out an empire by hook and by crook. Machiavelli would a gag that the steps that they took. Improve on instruction, adding volume to the book. Running game on the sheep over the ground that they shook. Plans set in motion by the notion of control of the souls of those who do exactly as they're told. Stand in line for the ration as a passion unfold. Ever twist the iron fist as they tighten their hold. As they say, from an acorn drop the mighty oak grows. So the tentacles of empire expand and flow. Roots of this dynasty, founded long ago by the thief of the skull and bones of Geronimo. Wake up, infidel, they're taking it too far. Wake up, infidel, blow up the Death Star. Wake up, infidel, you paid for this war. Wake up, infidel, blow up the Death Star.
What? With our combined strength, we can end this destructive conflict and bring order to the galaxy.
I'll never join you!
Stinny seed in the tube, blood brother, he was down. Very old Yankee money, Prescott, don't fuck around. Invested in the Nazi with a bunch of other clowns. Old man Ford, Tyson, Bush, Harriman, and Brown. 1952, he threw down to get up in his blood. Money bought a seat in the U.S. Senate. John Grandpa had the vision. Herbert Walker sold the dope. Profit from the Holocaust. George Bush drenched in coke.
George Herbert Walker.
Step up to have some fun. Now number one son, going to run some guns.
Cuba, 1960, smoke screens up.
Pata facilitate that. Pay a bitch accountable for nada. Make it Papa proud, he do it all for dada. His first taste of blood, his own intifada. Congress and ambassador, move up the ladder. Stop Nixon in the back, war chest getting fat.
Wake up, infidel, they're taking it too far. Wake up, infidel, blow up the Death Star. Wake up, infidel, you paying for this war. Wake up, infidel, blow up the Death Star.
Director CIA, 1976. All they know is run the coke, the carrot and the stick. Angola, Noriega, blood is getting thick. Saddam in power, that ought to do the trick. Hostage release, delayed for a week. Snap Carter in two, Reagan take the seat. The Reagan is in, then the real fun begin. Unleash the war machine, stretch the dollar thin. 1,000 points of light, a new world order. Orchestrate the conflict, break down the border. Introduce the drugs, create disorder. Send the beast with rap as the time grows shorter.
Wake up, infidel, they're taking it too far. Wake up, infidel, blow up the Death Star. Wake up, infidel, you paying for this war. Wake up, infidel, blow up the Death Star. Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough.
No, I am your father.
The son of Dark Knight, high as a kite. Lightsaber fight with a nose full of white. Tried to escape fate, but he destiny in sight. Tried to take the credit, but he's just not that bright. Dummy is the mouthpiece for government lies. Burn him as a planet, put drones in disguise. Attracted to power and mass genocide. George Herbert Walker failed to the dark side. Reichstag America, 911 is all too easy. You giving up your guns. Battle the beast in the hot desert sun. Abdullah's little hot dog in George Bush's.
Wake up, infidel, they're taking it too far. Wake up, infidel, blow up the Death Star. Wake up, infidel, you paid for this war. Wake up, infidel, blow up the Death Star. Is your destiny. If you only knew the power of the dark side, we can rule the galaxy as father and son. Don't make me destroy you.
'9/11 was just one salvo in an ongoing war against the free peoples of the planet. It's all part of their terror storm. Pentagon war planners now publicly admit 90% of their battle plans are psychological versus physical. The information war has taken the place of aircraft carriers, fighter bombers, and Abrams M1A tanks. And you, the population of the planet, are the target. Put simply, modern warfare is all about selling the population to love its own enslavement. The elite are waging war on the people. Edward L. Bernays is regarded by many as the father of public relations. He was born in Vienna, Austria. Bernays was the nephew of Sigmund Freud. Bernays pioneered the use of psychology and other social sciences to design public persuasion campaigns. He published several scholarly works still used in universities worldwide today. On page 71 of his book Propaganda, Bernays wrote, "If we understand the mechanisms and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing about it?" Bernays literally wrote the book on modern propaganda. His clients included Procter & Gamble, CBS Television, the United Fruit Company, the American Tobacco Company, General Electric, Dodge Motors. And he also spearheaded the national campaign to fluoridate the water supply of America through the fluoridationist of the Public Health Service. He was hired by multiple presidents to engage in propaganda campaigns against the American people, as well as the U.S. Army. Another quote from his book, Propaganda. "The conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our government. We are governed, our minds are molded, our taste formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of. Since the dawn of man, bullies have attempted to dominate and control the tribe. Human history has been one long struggle of the independent free human against organized crime syndicates attempting to enslave him. Brute force has been replaced with intimidation and propaganda. We are manipulated into enslaving ourselves. We are conned into believing that the establishment is our loving keeper and not our parasitic master. The New World Order architects are a group of predatory control freaks who have enslaved humanity and are desperate to keep control of their capital. The elite is threatened by independent free humans who control their own destinies. They're threatened by intelligence, by beauty, by honor, by family. They seek to control and steer the destiny of humanity in a direction that secures their power monopoly forever. They are sadistic. They are callous. They think nothing of human life, only control and keeping that control. The entire world is being engineered, designed to be a prison planet, a control grid over free humanity, where no dissent is tolerated. Once you realize that the establishment is laughing at you, you can begin to research the truth and start fighting back. Once you understand their game plan, it's very easy to defeat. Knowing who your enemy is half the battle. Taking action is the other half. You only have to free your mind, and defeating the globalist will be easy."
Da var visst jeg tilbake. Vi spilte Gotham Project der med en chill lounge type låt. Kjempekul. Vi spilte Alberto i Lost Trios Paranoias med der en torture låt. Torture you. Vi spilte Arab League der også med en konspirasjonslåt for de av dere som glad i slike teorier. Vi spilte Charles Rouse nå nylig. Blant annet kjent for sitt arbeid med Thelonious Monk, altså. Nå spiller vi Curtis Mayfield. Hør på den. Hør på den der
sensuelle stemmen. Nydelig.
Darkness no longer. A child is born. Mother shed tears of joy as baby tests his lungs. My daddy's not there where he ought to be. Somewhere in Georgia, skinning and shooting craps on his knees. Another victim born out here in the hood. And based on statistics, it really ain't all good. Welfare takes the tab, and daddy can't sign. And it can't be seen. The family becomes a crime. The hunt is on, and brother, you're the prey. Serving time in jail, it just ain't the way. I'm living so hard, babe, that my hair's gray. We got to make a change, it's a brand new day.
A new world order, a brand new day.
It's a new a day,
change of mind for the human race.
A new day.
still in flux, and it's on the way. We just marched a million plus the other day. Look, look, we all witnessed the sweat rolling down Miss Liberty's head. She knows the sleeping giant, she's no longer sleeping dead. Oh, what a fulfillment of prophecy. Let us teach the children, freedom's never been free. It's okay to cry, go ahead and cry. Cause Jesus wept, but hope and faith be kept. It's a new day.
World order, a brand new day.
It's a
change
new day.
Of mind for the human race.
It's a new
world
day.
World order, a brand new day.
It's a
change
new
of mind for the human race.
The die has been cast, and there's no need to fear. Cause people, the answer to your prayers are here. Sister Mary, don't you weep. Tell mother not to moan. We need the love, and daddy's coming home. There's no need to worry. The times dictate a plan. Mother Earth's given birth to a brand new man. Sister, I know you're misunderstood, but hold on to your man. Cause the future looks good. It's a new day.
A new world order. A brand new day.
It's a new
a change
day.
Of mind for the human race.
It's
a new world
it's a new
order.
Day.
A brand new day.
It's
a change
day.
Of mind for the human race.
Beware of the lies and false prophecy. We are men with eyes, but don't all really see. You must be merciful, my friend, to obtain the same. So if you break the chain, don't pass the blame. We should say unto all, and I'll say it again, it's not just to win, shake a hand, make a friend. We who are pure at heart somehow might see there's still light in the world. Come rejoice with me. It's a new day.
A new world order. A brand new day.
It's
a change
new day.
Of mind for the human race.
It's
a new world order. A brand new day. A change of mind for the human race.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
The only power these powerful people have over us is the power we give to them. If George Bush makes a statement and says without a discussion this is what we decided to do, and the people say no, no. Where's George Bush's power? Nowhere. He ain't got any power except that which we give to him. And if we're going to make a difference in the world and change these things we don't like, we need to take our power back. And that means starting with ourselves and realizing we have power in the first place. The power to dictate our own destiny. The power not to have to do what other people tell us we should do. Not to think the way people tell us that we should think. Not to keep our mouths shut and our heads down because we're worried about what other people think. Who cares what they think? They have a right to think what they like, but so do we. And the more people that start speaking out and expressing this uniqueness that we have, instead of being a clone of the system, the more the system will start to disintegrate because it depends on clones and it's terrified of people expressing their uniqueness and expressing what they really believe and living the lives they really want to live, because that breaks up the uniformity that holds this whole deal together. Be yourself, change yourself, and you change the world because you are the world and the world is us.